Hi there, this is Tracy, and tonight I'm sort of getting this feeling. It's May, and Mother's Day is right around the corner. And I don't know about you, whether you had a narcissistic mother. I did, and I didn't know it. All of this whole discovery about my life is kind of coming to a head here. And it's been about 18 months now since my mother passed away. And I was just sitting here and kind of thinking. I saw a commercial for cards and it flashed me back to the difficulty I used to have to pick a card for my mother, for her birthday or for Mother's Day. I think since I'm probably 18 and since I moved out, I usually saw her, I would say 2 days a year for a lunch, if that. And I always wanted to have that mother and have Mother's Day and do normal Mother's Day things. I loved my mother. In fact, I clawed and spent my whole life trying to get her to love me, try to get her attention. I was like the shock jock of the family when I was growing up. When my son was born, she lived in Mexico. And I sent her a whole stack of pictures of my son. And I sent a picture of his dirty diaper. I printed it and she opened them in front of her friends and was mortified. But that was the kind of humor that I had, and I wished that she would have appreciated it. I have two sisters, a stepsister and a stepbrother, and a stepdad. And I have a son, so I am a mother. At this time of the year, for most of my life, I have felt like motherless. I kind of feel like I didn't have a family. So when I was married to my ex-husband, his family became my family. And now I know how incredibly crazy his family is, and that charade of Mother's Day glee was all pretense. But I know for a lot of you out there, this is a really hard time of the year. When you have a narcissistic mother, they generally treat you like crap, make you fight for their love. Nothing is ever right. Nothing you could do is right. Nothing you can say is right. The person you married isn't right. The way you're raising your children isn't right. And they're really happy to tell you that. And I don't know if it's because they want to beat us down, or that they are so unhappy with themselves that they choose to mother this way. I know that when I had my son, and how about you? Do you have a kid? I've gone so far to the left wing, right wing of raising a child from what my mother was. I tried to do the complete opposite. And my mother would only criticize me and tell me that I was smothering my child. And that he was gonna go off to college and be attached to my leg. She couldn't be proud of me that I was a good mother and a Cub Scout leader, and I had a good time with my son. I read him books, and I don't remember any of that with my mom. My mom saw her mother get killed by her stepfather, murdered with a gun in front of her when she was like 12. And then she was put into dozens of foster care homes. And very often when she would leave for school, she would have to kind of take everything that she owned because she didn't know if she was going back to that house. So she lived in this fear. And of course, she had no role model. And so that is what I took my entire life as the cognitive dissonance of what I wanted and what she was and why she was this. But I pose this to you. I think we have a choice. I know I could have been her as a mother. I could have just let my kid play. I could not care if he fell. I could be completely self-absorbed. But I chose to be a better parent. But don't think that has anything to do with her. That has to do with me wanting to be a better mother. And I'm not perfect. Oh no. I love my child and I have given him a very good life, and I know that he knows that he's loved. But I've made mistakes, and I know that my ex-husband, we call him 2X, I know marrying him now really screwed up my son. It was too soon after I had divorced my son's father, and my 2X was his stepfather for 10 of his 18 years, and then never talked to him again. And I know my son blamed me for that. He almost wanted to drop out of college. For the first 2 years, he was pissed and angry. And I'm so afraid that the things that I have done, loving and falling in love with the wrong people in my life, because I was used to this abuse by my mother, I worry that it's going to ruin him in some way. I'm worried that he's not going to know how to love. I know that Mother's Day is a hard time for all of us, and this is what's coming up for me. So I just thought I would share it with you and just see if anyone else has these feelings. If your mom was a narcissist, was it really hard this time of year? Some of you might have to go to like Mother's Day dinner at their house, and you know, it's a cray-cray day for you. So I would love to know how you handle Mother's Day. This is Tracy, and that's all I got. Have a great night.